I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Officials in some of Texas's largest counties are asking residents, even those vaccinated against the coronavirus, to wear masks again in public as the highly contagious Delta variant spreads across the state. And some officials are urging unvaccinated people to limit their trips outside of the home. The updated suggestions come as Harris, Dallas, and Travis counties raised their local coronavirus threat levels in recent days. Travis County moved to Stage 4 on Friday. Under Stage 4, Austin and Travis County officials want residents, vaccinated and unvaccinated, to wear masks at all times in public, and for unvaccinated people to only leave their homes for essential trips. Harris County is also urging all residents to wear masks in public. And on Friday night, Dallas County officials increased their threat level, also asking unvaccinated people to limit their trips outside the home. Local officials can't enforce any restrictions because Governor Greg Abbott banned all local pandemic-related mandates in May. The recommendations differ from those of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which says it is safe for people who are fully vaccinated to resume activities that they did before the pandemic without wearing a mask or social distancing. The announcements come as COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations have risen statewide. Texas's 7-day average of new cases jumped from 2,410 to 4,087 daily cases compared with the previous 7-day period, while hospitalizations increased 47% over the same period. Nursing homes, which care for people who are already medically vulnerable, were ravaged by the pandemic, but Texas's state-run veterans' homes were often the deadliest places to be. The 9 state homes had more than double the death rate among COVID-19 infected residents compared with other nursing homes in the state. This, according to a Texas Tribune Houston Chronicle analysis of state data from the pandemic start until June 2021. 3 of the state's 9 veterans homes had the highest death rate among all nursing homes in their county. 7 had a fatality rate of 25% or more, far higher than the statewide average of 11% across Texas nursing homes. All told, nearly 570 veterans home residents tested positive for COVID-19 in Texas. Of that 570, 134 died. Texas's 9 veterans homes are managed by private contractors rather than by the state, which resident advocates and experts said could expose them to cost-cutting by for-profit companies. 2 for-profit companies manage those 9 state homes under the auspice of the Veterans Land Board. The board, which oversees programs for veterans, is headed by the Texas Land Commissioner, George P. Bush, and housed within the General Land Office. Those for-profit companies are Texas VSI and Touchstone. 3 of the homes are run by Texas VSI and accounted for 40% of the fatalities among sick veterans home residents. On July 8th, one day after the Tribune and the Chronicle shared their analysis with the General Land Office, Land Commissioner George P. Bush decided to end the relationship with the 2 for-profit operators and asked his staff to conduct a nationwide search to find replacements. Join us for the Texas Tribune Festival, taking place virtually September 20th through the 23rd, and in person in Austin September 24th and 25th. This year's speaker lineup delivers a diversity of experience, political ideologies, and expertise that will challenge, change, and inform your take on this moment. Newly announced TribFest speakers include Chris Matthews, author, journalist, and former host of Hardball, Renu Kator, Chancellor of the University of Houston System and President of the University of Houston, Dade Phelan, Speaker of the Texas House and Republican State Rep from Beaumont, Catherine Hayhoe, Chief Science Officer for the Nature Conservancy, and many more. Find details and info at festival.texastribune.org. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief was brought to you by Texas Trust CU Theater at Grand Prairie. Join Stacey Abrams, political leader, voting rights activist, entrepreneur, and New York Times bestselling author, for an evening of candid conversation on politics, leadership, entrepreneurship, social justice, and being a true voice for change. Live at the Texas Trust CU Theater at Grand Prairie on November 10th. For more information, visit texastrustcutheater.com.